I'd like to teach the world to bring experience to bear on challenges that we all face and problems we all share. I'd like to give the world a hug and shower it with love. We all can change the world we're in with lessons from above.
Hugs, empowering women to feel, look, and be their best. Sometimes we just need a hug and some inspiration to remember how great we are. I've been leading women who have suffered the pain and self-doubt that comes after abuse to their true beauty and power for decades. Tune in each Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern, when Hugs reaches out to you. Listen from your own computer at uscradioproductions.com. Learn more about me, Antika, and listen to past shows at antikalibby.com. That's AntikaLibby.com.
And welcome to this wonderful, wonderful Monday. It is the 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day, if you're Irish. And if you're not Irish, happy St. Patrick's Day. And the luck of the Irish. Oh, goodness. It is beautiful to be here. And I know that I've gotten a lot of emails from people saying that the archives aren't going into the new site at uscradioproductions.com. And because of that, I have not been able to post the last almost 8 weeks of shows that we've hosted here at USC Radio Productions. So for that, I just want to say I'm so sorry. And I'm doing everything I can to work that out and get them posted through this new streamline. And I know that some of the weeks we were on Blog Talk and I have those posted. And I just hope that this all works out and we can continue here. It is so wonderful, though, to hear from you, to know that you want to listen to the replays, and I hope that you're showing up live here today, because it means so much to me to have you here. You are so divinely, you are a gift from God to me in my life, knowing that even speaking to one person, that one person being you, just being so happy to share the insights that I have been given, and that through clients, through the blessings of people that God has brought into my life, from my own experiences, from books, and to be able to share all of this wisdom with you. And I hope that you take this wisdom. And as soon as we get it worked out, I will post the pre-shows of the weeks for you to have so you can re-listen to, you can download, and you can listen to the archives of all 9 weeks of this Divine and Nine sneak peek that we've been walking through. This is week 8 and really the final week of the Divine and Nine sneak peek. And why it's the final week is because in week 9 in the program, we get just really, really personal. And it's about, so much you have learned. It's about integrating all of that. It's about beginning the next 9 weeks of your life to continue to walk into your divinity, into the purpose, into the permission of seeking and having your own desires met through God. And stepping into the definition of who you now realize that you are in the world, to give to the world, and about putting that all into practice. So there's not much learning, more integration done in week 9 within the program. And I would love to share that with you. In just a few weeks, we are going to open up the next group program where you can work one-on-one with me. We'll go deep into it. We'll also walk through the yoga for your body and the yoga practice online and support one another through our fitness, really taking care of your divine temple. And I'm also going to be sharing with you the deeper insights. You'll have the booklet right in front of you, so you'll be able to have these practices right in front of you. And you also have personal coaching directly from me around all these areas and the support of the magnificent group of women that join together and a few men. There's always a few men that join. They're smart. They're wonderful. And so that will be starting again. We'll have our next group starting up here after April. Like the second or third week in May is actually because I have a couple conferences I'm going to in April and May. So once I get back from that, I will be kicking off the group, and sign up will start up in just a few weeks, the beginning of April. So I really urge you, if you have liked this content, if this has spoken to you, to jump in deeper, because every time that I walk through it, and I've been walking through it for 6 years now as it has unfolded, God just opens up new doors, new insights, new ahas for me and for all of the people that have walked through it. And once you're part of the Divine in Nine family at AntiquaLibby.com, you have access for a lifetime, and you get to be a part of each group. So the groups just continue to grow, and it's a beautiful online community that's continuing to grow. And I hope just gets more and more active. That is my intention. That is my insight. And that's really God's promise in my heart for this group. So I'm really excited. There's also a ton of other things that are coming up. So one thing that is happening is our wonderful show is going to become a call-in, very interactive show. And I have those amazing experts that are teaming up with me. This is not going to be just me hugging. It's going to be a whole team of us hugging you and loving you to live in your most beauty, most insight, the most love for your life. And I'm so excited. That I'm excited to hear and talk to you. So write down the number, program it into your phone. It's right there. If you want to join us on Facebook at Hugs Talk with Antica Libby is the Facebook tag. And you can call in at 303-800-4557. It's 303-800-4557 is how you call into the show to ask questions, because we want to hear from you. And I'm going to be rolling out the next couple weeks. I'm going to be rolling out some great insights into the magnificent experts that are teaming up, that are going to be, that are already a part of our heavenly group here. I am so excited to have a place for you to call in and say, hey, I'm wondering, you know, I've been doing this fitness program and it's not working for me. Do you have any insights on it? Or how can I eat, you know, better? This is my diet. Or asking questions like, who is Father God? Or, you know, I seem to pray and pray and pray and nothing ever gets answered. Am I doing something wrong? Or am I, like, will you help me here? You know, what does the word say about this? How does the Holy Spirit work there? Oh, I have this trauma in my body. My back hurts here. How can I help it? You know, I have this negative thought pattern that just will not leave me alone. My parents always told me, oh, just get a brain. And I couldn't. I've never been able to get this brain. So I just want to say that we're here. We're going to answer those questions. We're going to help you through it. We're going to help you figure it out for yourself. And I just love it. Love, love, love that I'm going to get to talk to you and meet you, because this is a dream. This is a dream of mine. And I'm so excited for 2014 and Hugs. So that number again, make sure to write it down so you can call in and ask us all of your mind-body questions at 303-800-4557. It's 303-800-4557. Now today's show is all about laughing at yourself. Laughing at yourself. So part of the yoga practice, part of this whole entire practice, is the fact that it is a practice. That we are not Christ incarnated. That we are, you know, learning how to live in complete love. That we are learning how to see each other without judgment. That we are learning how to see ourselves without judgment. We are also discovering within ourselves how to be our best. And as you upgrade your own ownness, your own I am-ness, your own intelligence, mind, your soul, the essence of your thoughts, everything that you can't encapsulate, your soul, your personality, and your spirit, your one and only connection to God. That is pure and true, and you just get more and more in tune with who you truly are, your mission and your purpose. You know, as you get more and more in tune, things are going to kind of blow up in your face sometimes, and you're going to slip up sometimes, and you're going to slip back and do some funny things and catch yourself. And those times of catching yourself are going to be so much more evident because you'll know the difference. You'll know the truth about who you are. And so when you're not confident, you're going to notice it. When you're not being loving and accepting, you're going to notice it. When you are being an old pattern of maybe anger or rage or disappointment or complaining, you're going to notice those old patterns because your eyes are open. And far too often, we don't laugh when we fall. What tends to happen is we beat ourselves up again, just like the world does. And that is not what God wants you to do. So today I'm going to dive into how to laugh at yourself when you fall. How to step onto the horse again and say, okay, Lord, how can I do better next time? How to have compassion for yourself. And how uplifting others and the people around you is going to make this part of you, who you are, so much more radiant and strong. And your life easier. So much like we talked about last week, you don't have to try anymore. You can be that presence of divine love and insight. And know that, yeah, you're going to slip up. You're going to what they call sin. And it might be just in your mind. But the old paradigm of beating yourself up and carrying around that baggage, walking around with that karma and passing it on to the next generation is not why you are here. And that is the good news that I have to share with you today. So I'll tell you more about that right after these messages from beautiful USC and all of our sponsors and co-hosts here. God bless you all. We'll be right back.
USC Radio Productions is a catalyst for humanity's shift from human nature to divine greatness through both the spoken word and our hosts sharing compelling and exciting topics to create a greater understanding of the subject and how it relates to our world today. Whether our hosts are speaking at conferences to worldwide audiences, organizing live global events, or presenting unique, life-changing, empowering knowledge, our mission has always remained at the forefront of our minds and in our hearts to create opportunities for all to claim their empowerment, stand in unity, and to meet the greater parts of themselves and each other. This is our heart calling. You are our calling. At the most pivotal time in our human evolution, we are deeply inspired to continue to meet the needs of humanity and our planet as we birth into empowered greatness. It is our fervent hope and intention that our shows will serve as both a guiding light and trusted resource. Visit us at uscnetwork.ning.com. The time has arrived to claim your greatness and be the voice of your hearts.
Ladies, are you one of those millions of women still suffering from the pain and devastation of divorce? 21 of the world's top divorce recovery experts will be available free at the Better Than Ever After Divorce World Online Healing Summit. Sign up today and access your free ebook, Living Again After Divorce, by Dr. D. Adio Moses at betterthaneverafterdivorce.com. It is free and you deserve it.
There we go. Always takes me about 3 clicks to get it to have the audio come back on. All right. So are you ready? Are you ready for week 8 of Divine in 9? So when we talk about I talk about three major parts of yourself through all of this, and I hope that you've gotten it. So in Divine and Nine, I walk women and those brilliant men into being comfortable with your body. Now, most of my clients, as you know, maybe this is the first time you've listened to me, most of my clients have gone through some sort of physical or sexual abuse at some point in their lives. Many of them when they were children, or neglect from a parent. And so there's a disconnect from our bodies. And this disconnect happens from really protection. Like it's our way of protecting ourselves when we're a kid, protecting ourselves from being hurt, from protecting ourselves from being consumed by the anguish that happens after abuse or during abuse, and coping. It's a coping mechanism to survive. And in PTSD and trauma, it's absolutely normal to have this disconnect with your body. And so there's many ways to reconnect with your body. But the one way that I found after 20 years of teaching yoga and fitness is yoga. And in this yoga practice that I share with you, the first couple weeks we just hang out, we learn our bodies, you get comfortable even moving your body, telling your body what to do, having dominion over your body. Then the next you move into your breath and kind of starting to flow and dance in your body. Then we break out of the box. Then we reconnect and you start building the blocks, the relationship with all parts of your physicality. And this is a journey that can take, you know, as long as it takes, really. Some people it just snaps, it's like boom, there you are. And other people it can take, you know, 5 years to really feel at home in your body. And you know what, I'll be honest with you, I felt like I felt completely home in my body, that I had made complete peace with my body. And just in the last week and a half, doing this work with one of our experts that are going to be sharing with you all and going to join us through the rest of 2014 there on Mindful Mondays, is the first week of each month we're going to have Mindful Mondays. And Catherine walked me through a process of coming home into my body, not on a spiritual level or a spirit level or a soul level, like I help people embody themselves and will help you anytime that you want it, really. But on a very physical level, like I am at home, this is my house, and I'm comfortable, confident here. And it's really changed the whole dynamic of how I feel things and how I'm being in my body and relating to healing in my body and relating to yoga. And I actually feel this push to work out a little bit harder and work out a little bit more. And I feel like, oh, I need to jump on that. So it continues to grow. This is a life, you know, journey that you're on. This is a life practice that you're on. So don't think about, oh, I have to get there immediately. But we talk about this body practice in Divine and Nine. And I've mentioned it just slightly here as we've walked through the sneak peek, because we've spent most of our time in the next segment, which is your vibrational segment. This is your soul segment. All the parts of you that you can't put in a box. So this is your mental activity. All of your thoughts. You hear over and over again how your thoughts create your reality, how your images, what you see, recreate itself for you. You call it into your life like a magnet. This is psychology at its best, really. It is spirituality and its completeness. It is prayer in action. It is faith encapsulated. It is your active part of your persona coming into reality as you. All right. So what, hopefully in the last couple weeks, you've discovered that what you focus on, you really start living into. So if you've been focusing on your past, in the story of your past, and if it's not a pretty one, then you might see yourself recreating that life. This is how we get into the karmic cycles of the past generation. And And so what we've done over the past couple of weeks, if you haven't joined us, and hopefully as soon as I get this figured out with USC Radio Productions, I'll have all the archives to post on AntikaLibby.com and share with you how you can really utilize the last week's segments to figure out who you are, the awesome part of who you are, how you're doing things right. And this was such a huge shift for me years ago when I stopped looking at the Ten Commandments as a rule book of how I wasn't living up to it, because that's how my parents kind of were, in all honesty, that persona is who I called into my life, people that wanted to fix me, help me, pick me apart. I saw that as love, and maybe you can relate to that. Maybe you can relate to seeing this way of being, of picking you apart, telling you how to fix things, this attention that you might have known as love too. I think it's really common. And I thought that that's how God was going to love me, that's how the Bible was written for me. And that's how I was reading the Bible for many years. And I think many religious doctrine focus biblically as this like guideline to look at and then pick apart how you're not doing it. But really what that brings into your reality is more of how you're not doing it. And I'm going to say that again. So when you read the Bible, when you look at your life, when you look at the Ten Commandments or your goals, your aspirations, and you are focused on how you're not doing it right, you're going to get more evidence to how you're not doing it right. Because that's where your eyes are open. So ask the Lord, ask God in this moment, just close your eyes with me and say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, help us to open our eyes and open our ears to how we are doing it right. Fuel us to do more right in you, with you. Help us to see how we are made in your image. How we are living into that image now. So we are no longer blinded by hell. But we're living in the truth. The truth that we are your heirs. We are there with you. We are brothers and sisters in you, Lord Jesus. We are adopted. We are children of God, Father Almighty, in relationship. We are full and we are complete. Let us see how. And I declare to let us see how in every aspect of our life, body, soul, our persona, and the spirit that resides in us. Show us how we are submitting, living into your divine plan for us. We ask this in your holy name, Lord. Amen. So here's the deal for today, right? As you walk into this knowing, as you walk into seeing that you are the answers to those questions that we had last week of who are you in God? Who do you want to be? What are your gifts? What are your talents? When you are eyes open, realizing that you have characteristics that sabotage you, that try to keep you down, and you have your eyes open to that, they will not keep you down anymore. When you have your eyes open to know that you might sell out, then you might be tested to sell out and be that prostitute archetype, but you're not going to. You might have that child persona in you. acting like she doesn't know how, or acting like she just deserves everything underneath the sun. And that's okay. Recognize it. You might have that victim personality where you might easily blame other people or complain a lot. This is the worldly training that we have been in. But you are not of this world. You are a family member of the heavenly kingdom. So I ask you now to change your perspective when you see these things within yourself. Change your perspective around recognizing these quote-unquote shortcomings, these quote-unquote sinful behaviors. Because really all they are, they're there to try to keep you to play small. And I'm going to say his name. It is Satan. It's my show. I'm going to say it. It is Satan holding you down so you don't shine your light. Because you are a star. You are a winner. Last week you went over and you defined yourself. You know, my definition of myself is I am confident, I'm graceful, I'm loving and welcoming, I'm compassionate and I'm uplifting. I'm saintly in my ways. God leads me. And I'm trustworthy. You defined yourself. Maybe you're friendly. You're friendly. You're accepting. You're graceful. Maybe you're compassionate. Maybe you're tender-hearted. Whoever God told you, they are made in his image. Post that on your walls. Hopefully you have them up. And just say yes. And when something comes in and says, oh, I'm not confident, I'm freaking out, recognize it as quickly as you can. And if that takes you 3 days, throw a party after those 3 days. Don't beat yourself up for the 3 days that you have fallen. Just get up and laugh at yourself. Because the fact that you see that you've fallen, the fact that you see that you've slipped up, the fact that we see that we've gotten angry again, or that we've eaten the sweets too much, or we've forgotten to work out, or whatever it is. That you're being called to better about yourself. I just say yes. Yes, I noticed that I messed up. I noticed that I yelled again. I noticed that I reacted, that I was reactive and not graceful, not merciful, not godlike to myself or to others in this situation. And the fact that you notice that you slipped, you notice that you fell into sin, means that you have grown out of it. So take that step up. Don't let the evil one make you believe that you slip back 2 steps, because you have not. You have not slipped back. You have stepped up. Even if you threw the biggest fit of your life, you have not stepped back. You have stepped up. Give thanks that you recognize that you have fallen. Forgive yourself. Ask God for forgiveness. Repent. And ask the Holy Spirit to empower you. So next time you see faster, those strongholds will be gone. So I'm going to give you some tips and some tools when we come back from this break. So you can do this ever so faster. And the first tip and tool that I want to share with you is Divine in 9 and joining me daily at blogtalkradio.com/Antica for our daily hug. And it is a daily practice, a meditation for mindfulness, but it also is a spiritual washing and connected practice that is going to help you look at those affirmations, look at that workbook, look at the visualization that you have of yourself, and step more into, confidently into, fully into the truth that you are. And it might happen overnight. It might happen over years. It might happen one step at a time so you can share those steps with people as you go. But it is perfect and it is divine and it is your walk. And you and only you get to own it, appreciate it, and live it. And I want you to have the best life ever, body, mind, and spirit. Here it is. God bless you. We'll be right back after this break.
She's got baggage. The trauma transformer, Antica Libby, developed Divine in 9 to lead you to more confidence and beauty in 9 weeks or less. Isn't it about time you feel comfortable in your skin and great about who you are? Visit divineinnine.com. Hugs Talk Daily is a coffee break for your soul. Join us in a hug each day for 15 minutes of inspiration and heart-centered, empowering meditation on blogtalkradio.com/Antica, like antique, but with an A. Our host, Antica Libby, has been helping women who have suffered from abuse feel beautiful and powerful in her private practice at AnticaLibby.com for years and years. Hugs Talk fills you with divine wisdom so you can make every day a day you can smile back on. Join her daily and refresh and empower your life, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, on blogtalkradio.com/Antica, A-N-T-I-Q-U-A.
Everyday life can be simplified to bring perspective with love. You can expect that the inspiring founder of Real Therapy, Judy Hansen, is working her magic to help someone with empowerment. Enjoy a holistic and refreshing look at life, from health to daily obstacles, and taste the sweetness of transformation with Judy on Celebrate You Radio, Wednesday nights at 8 Eastern on USC Productions Channel 1. Discover the real you and celebrate.
Oh, here we go. I get a kick out of it. I'm like, are you going to open? Are you going to open? Anyway, so that was a lot to take in. And it is not your fault if you don't get it right away. I just want you to know that falling is normal. Some people walk around their whole lives, and every time they fall, they beat themselves up. Every time anybody else falls, they beat themselves up. They condemn each other. They grumble. They complain. They call names and they fault find. And many of us were raised in this environment. And many of us have been taught the doctrine of our Lord and Savior from this environment. But that is not who He is. And I'm confident in that. For the ones He could have condemned, could have fault-fined, could have criticized, He invited to be apostles. He forgave us. He died for our sins. He was resurrected. And He blessed us with the Holy Spirit to walk in us each and every day. So So we have a direct relationship with the one God. We can trust that. So when you fall, just to recap the last half hour, just in case you're just joining us, the theme today is laugh when you fall. And in yoga practice, this is so easy to learn because you're standing on one leg and you fall. So in Divine in 9, the week program, that body practice, you're physically practicing it. Because it's hard to stand on one leg at first. It's hard to hold the postures for the whole time at first. And so you give up. You let go. And over time, you learn how to stand on one leg. And then you go a little further and you fall again. And you continuously press your limits, pushing those boundaries, getting out of your comfort zone, getting into life. And you fall. And you laugh at yourself and you start again. In any yoga practice, physical practice, it's, you know, easy to develop this. But in a mental practice, in your personality, it can be challenging. So be gentle. Have mercy with yourself as God would have mercy with you and has mercy with you. And recognize, to sum up the last half hour, recognize that when you recognize that you fall, that's a gift. When you recognize that you're in pain, that you've had enough, that you're ready to live beyond your story, beyond the struggle, then you find a course like Divine in 9. Then you schedule an appointment with somebody like me. Then you turn to God on a deeper level. Our pain tends to draw us closer to the Lord or push us far, far away. And the fact that you're listening to this hug means that you are absolutely, positively being drawn closer to the Father. You're here to learn that you don't have to solve any of this yourself. You're not needing to be pushed over and condemned. Yes, you'll be asked to upgrade your behaviors. Yes, you'll be asked to walk your talk. Yes, you'll be asked to live into and start really operating from a place of how you see God defining yourself. Those characteristics, those likes and the desires that God has placed in your heart. How do you live into those? And yes, sometimes it'll be challenging. And you'll come up with some old patterns, some old habits, some old ways of being. And you'll fall. And you could spend days beating yourself up about it, calling yourself names, listening to others, or you can recognize when you fall. When you feel like you've failed in a part of your life. When you've let yourself down or feel like you've let God down. And you can laugh at this. You can laugh and have fun. So a couple weeks ago, I was just given, you know, a great opportunity for this. Oh, goodness. So just to laugh at yourself. So one thing that's said in my house a lot is pay attention to the details. Pay attention to the details. Pay attention to the details. And so one egg, we were up, or one morning we were up and we were just making breakfast, and we don't turn on the lights. We have skylights in our kitchen and we don't turn on the lights. And so we were making eggs, and somebody ruined their eggs. And, you know, as they did, another person said, oh, pay attention to the details. And instead of laughing at the fact that, oh, you didn't pay attention to the details, it erupted into grumbling, into arguing about words, into living into, the message through Jude that just says, don't do that. Don't grumble. Don't live that way. And, you know, instead of just kind of making a joke out of it. So I wrote out a joke. So this is just take it or leave it, but I just feel like it's just a bit of wisdom that God gave me that just falls so perfectly here. And he also let me just hold my tongue and just like, be okay here. And it was quite hilarious. So when paying attention to details, when adding herbs to your eggs, number one, avoid adding cinnamon rather than cayenne by turning on the lights so you can see the details within the shelf. Two, read the details on the container label of the herbs you are using. Three, use your nose to notice the details within the aroma of the herbs you are using. And four, pay attention to how much you add to your dish. If you count the phrase, the secret to success is to pay attention to the details, yet then when you don't, you get mad and blame the other, rather than laugh at your own humanity. You will spend many hours of your life wasting your energy on your perfection and missing the majesty of his perfection. Those little things test our character and develop our character. Even yesterday, I was at fault. Something happened. I was driving, and somebody said something, and I reacted in an old pattern. And I still am not sure how to react. But the rest of the evening, I caught myself in the moment. I felt that shift in my energy, which is God telling me, ooh, what'd you just do? Because I've gotten to know that part of me through the Hugs Daily Practice, which you're more than welcome to join me with tomorrow morning, 9 Alaska, 10 Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everywhere in between. And you say, okay, I just screwed up. Yeah, I feel that. I got that. I went into an old pattern, and I wasn't being graceful, and I wasn't being accepting. I was being defensive. And this is just me, you know, so that you can put yourself in my shoes for a second. I was being defensive. And even though I feel like I was in the right, instead of arguing to be right or arguing to be understood, I ask God to just shine in me, shine on me, and help me through it. And I laughed at myself for slipping, and I took that step up. It is about having a sense of humor. So when you have golden rules that you live by, standards, remember we talked about the morals and the values a few weeks back. You have those morals and values, and all of a sudden, you know, you value family first, and you schedule all of this stuff. And you feel condemned about it. Instead of beating yourself up and huffing and puffing and just say, okay, Lord, what do I cut out? How do I put family first again? How do I put my husband, my wife first? How do I put my kids in there? How do I make time for you, Lord? How do you want me to spend my time with you, Lord? Just get yourself back on track so you can see his majesty, his perfection, his beauty, and how you're living into it. And celebrate the fact that you got to see how you messed up so you can live into it rather than beating yourself up or trying to make right the little wrong that was done. So paying attention to the details is of high value. A high value to my friend. And yet, the compassion that was available in that moment was lost. The joke, the humanity, because they're reaching for their perfection. Blaming everything else around. Spending hours of time wasting their energy. Upset. Full of that evil shame, that lower shame and guilt. Remember, most of the time shame and guilt aren't real. They're not real. We went over that. The vibrational frequencies of emotions. We're working on staying in love. God is love and above. Enlightenment, compassion. So when you find yourself not living up to your own expectations, when you find yourself saying, I am a confident being, yet you're acting in a place of not being confident. When you're saying, I am love, I am love, I am love, yet you find yourself doing something unloving to yourself or to others. And your eyes are opened to it. Don't start punching yourself in the face. I invite you in this moment to do something completely out of this world and pull a Jesus. Say, thank you, Lord, for showing me how unloving I've been being. Thank you, Lord, for showing me how hard I am on myself. Thank you, Lord, for showing me that I'm only human. Let me laugh at my humanity and invoke your perfection. Show me how to love more, starting right here with myself. Show me how to forgive deeply, starting right here with myself. Show me how to let this shame go as I hand it to you, Lord, and replace it with your love. Give me insight so I never do this again. This is you being responsible for your life and living powerfully in it, laughing when you fall. If it wasn't for most of our pain, most of our fear, we wouldn't know when to call on God when we're learning how to crawl. Eventually, it becomes a constant thought. We don't need these hard lessons to pull us back to it. I've noticed it in my own life. The more I stay focused on God, the less pain I feel. And the pain that I do feel tends to come in those areas where I'm still trying to solve the problem myself. So God asks us to eat, breathe, and pray and be all that we can be, knowing that He will give us strength to be who He wants us to be in Him. He has not given us a high standard without the means to accomplish it. He has given us His Son, who grants us love and forgiveness every time we fail. Jesus Christ is our example of how wonderfully free and loving we can be towards each other and towards ourselves. How fully we can know the Heavenly Father, Yahweh. And all we need to do to know this is to love and accept Jesus. And especially in these moments where we fail ourselves, when we don't live up to those values and those morals. Look at how you are living into God's majesty for you. How are the Ten Commandments working for you? Can you say, hey, I haven't stolen anything, you know? Or I haven't sold anything in years. Can you say, you know, I'm not even stealing energy anymore. Do you know, have you ever been around in a person that just like sucks the life out of people? You know? Needy. Offer love there. Call back your power. Call back your energy. Call back your past. Let God filter it for you. And when you fall back into an old pattern, maybe it's addiction. Maybe it's yelling and rage. Maybe it's worrying about money or finances. Maybe it's overeating. At those moments, when you notice that you have fallen off the wagon, whatever the wagon may be, say, thank you, Lord, I celebrate the fact that I have fallen. Please, Lord Jesus, help me up. He said he will always be there for us. He can never turn his back on us. So in those moments when you've turned away from him, just turn back and say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. I see now. Forgive me, Lord. Repent. And if you can't feel that repentance, that true repentance, ask God for it. Confess that. That's a starter. And step up. Step up and overcome. There is one thing that I just absolutely love, a whole process that is so enlightening and so freeing and so commanding over you having control of your mind, of your thoughts, and inevitably your actions. And that is the Joy Club. So I'm going to offer it to you now. I think it's only $27 right now for all 5 videos. It's just so simple. But you get all 5 videos. You log into fithappychristians.com. You get a login information as soon as you purchase it. And then, you know, I walk you through some pretty intense learning, about 5 hours. But it's so powerful. And this is experiential processes about calling back your power, about eliminating those old karmic stuff, about inviting the kingdom of heaven within to really shine out and be that leading force in your life. Eliminating strongholds, things that just hold you back. Recognizing the saboteur, the victim, the wounded child. And the prostitute, that person that sells out within you. And you might just be selling out to yourself or selling out to God by playing small. You might have a big message. So many of my clients have big messages, big meanings in life, big dreams. So if this is you, then jump over to AntiquaLibby.com right now, AntiquaLibby.com, AntiquaLibby.com. Go to the Freedom Shop. I think that's what it's called there. And join the Joy Club. It's ongoing. But the video class will be 1 a week. They're so powerful. Divinely inspired. Like, I can't even tell you what God walked me through to help me just know what to teach you. It was so, so amazing. And it's changed so many lives. And I'd love it to change yours. And it's such a little investment. And you're worth so much more. So I'm going to invite you over there to AntiquaLibby.com. Just check out that program. Get it for yourself today. And then next week we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about how trauma, childhood trauma, has been scientifically proven to cause a lot of physical dilemmas like weight gain, thyroid problems, leaky valves, heart murmurs, I mean, tons of stuff. The psychology behind it, it's called ACE. And we are going to, I'm having a wonderful guest on. I met through looking for the exercise expert, but he ends up to be doing a lot of work, just like Hugs, around the holy body, our holy bodies, our souls, being our mind and our persona, and everything energetic about us, and our connection to God, your spirit, the spirit within you. So, well, we're going to be talking about all of that next week. It's going to be really, really powerful. And then the last week of this month, I am super, super excited to share with you all about the experts that are going to join us through 2014, who are going to be answering and fielding your calls about your personal questions and curiosities and struggles and needs around your body and your body's health, your mind, your soul, this persona. Like, how can you stop yelling? Some of us, that's just a problem. It might just be me, but you know, how can you stop complaining? What do you do when you notice yourself complaining? How can you change your mindset and get it to stick so you don't have to struggle with it so much? You know, and about your relationship with God. Like, who is this God character? How do you pray? Do you need prayer? We'll pray with you. It's going to be an amazing, amazing weekly segment. So week one, each first Monday is going to be Mindful Mondays. Each second Monday is going to be Body Monday. And each third Monday is going to be all about your spirit, your relationship with God the Father. And then we're going to have other inspirations and interviews and Q&A with me. So I am so excited for 2014. Thank you for being part of this Hugs family. You are just divine, and I love you to pieces. Bye-bye.
I'd like to give the world a hug and shower it with love. We all can change the world we're in with lessons from above. Ba-dum-bum-bum, ba-dum-bum-bum, ba-dum-bum-bum.